I remember when I was an altar boy that there were times where I used to lean against the wall in the altar when we're waiting for something to happen, when we're waiting for our next entrance or something. And I'd be leaning on the wall, and sometimes, I'm not saying this to correct anybody because actually I didn't even notice, I'm talking about myself here. We'd be leaning on the wall, and sometimes I'd have my hands folded behind my back like this, or sometimes I'd have my legs crossed. Now I'm actually speaking to everybody else, not to the altar boys, but it's just this recollection. And someone came up to me and they said, "Don't cross your hands behind your back." I remember that. I don't think I've ever said it, but I remember someone saying to me, "Don't cross your hands behind your back." Now, why is that? It's not that crossing your hands behind your back is a sin. It isn't. But in church, we are called to be attentive. We are called to be not too comfortable, because when we are too comfortable, when we are too relaxed, it's easy to get distracted. We are called to be attentive. And in prayer, we want to be attentive so we don't start thinking about all sorts of things. In fact, the original practice for all of us is to be standing rather than sitting, because standing helps us to be more attentive. So I just want to mention this practice in terms of crossing arms or crossing legs. There's nothing wrong with crossing legs or crossing arms. It's not theologically a sin or anything like that. But it means we are maybe too comfortable or too relaxed. And in church, we want to be attentive. And I think I may have mentioned this one time. I was at a wedding, and it was someone not from our church. But he was just leaning back, and I could even tell in the pew his legs were outstretched, and his arm was out like this, and he looked very comfortable, but it didn't look like he was in church. It looked like he was watching the football game. So we want to be attentive in church. So that was one thing. And just the second thing is venerating the cross at the end of Divine Liturgy. You all know that after the Divine Liturgy, when we're finished, we're not to start talking and conversing and all of that. We should wait till we're out of the church for that. But we should come to venerate the cross. I've heard that some people, the Divine Liturgy is over, we say the last Amen, and we go out the door immediately. And I know we're used to looking for shortcuts. I do that too sometimes. You're going down the road and you see a long line and there's a red light up there and it's like, oh my goodness, 40 cars. And if I take this road over here, I can get around the whole thing. We're used to taking shortcuts. But if you were on an airplane and you're getting off and there's the long line heading out the door and you say, oh, there's a door there that says exit, I think I'll just take that door. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. You're supposed to go with everybody else out the door. And the same thing in liturgy. It's not respectful just to cut out. It's important at the end of liturgy that we should come, we should venerate the cross, and then we should leave. Sometimes there's an emergency, okay. But our practice should be to come and venerate the cross at the end of liturgy.